So, you got that new season of Stranger Things for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And after more than 1,000 days since the last episode, you better believe people are primed for some new things.
Yeah,
or they've kind of moved on with their lives. Who's to say?
Well, I hope not. Why did we wait so long to do this?
Well, it's not really our fault, you know. We had to focus on some other projects like seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Is It Cake?
Was it Cake? I'm not caught up.
I don't know. I've never seen it. So what happens in this bad boy? I can't wait to see what happens after that huge cliffhanger from the last season.
Well, as you know, at the end of the last season, we made it explicitly clear that the Upside Down was coming into Hawkins. I mean, there was no two ways about it. There were huge cracks in the ground.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
So those cracks were covered up nicely. With some metal plates. All done.
What?
Yeah, the military was like, hey, enough of these cracks. Let's bandage these up, you know, off screen.
Kind of seemed like we were going to see Demogorgons running through the streets of Hawkins or something.
Nope.
Like a big all-out war.
Nope.
Feel like we implied there was going to be a big war.
Nope.
All right.
But there is a portal to the Upside Down that's still open, and Hopper and Eleven are going to get stuck down there.
Oh, boy. That's where things are.
So, you know, there's gonna be plenty of action with them dealing with the big threats of the Upside Down.
Demogorgons.
Yeah, a little bit, but also military? I was thinking there's a big military presence down there. What's more scary than the military?
I mean, demo bats.
The hell's a demo bat?
Demo bats from the last season.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Alright, guess we'll never see those again.
And frickin' Vecna, he thought of a whole new plan, so he kidnaps Holly Wheeler.
Oh, the youngest Wheeler kid that never really got any screen time.
The very same, and she's been promoted to having the absolute most screen time.
Why?
Because it's gonna be a whole lot easier for us to work around an unknown actress's schedule.
Smart.
So Vecna decided he wants to take a bunch of kids and shove his thing in their mouths.
Taking a bunch of-
Yeah, nope. Don't be saying any of that.
Good call, thank you for that. So why does he want a bunch of kids?
Well, he got pretty powerful when he just had Will, so imagine how powerful he could get with 12.
But why 12? Why not 13?
No!
Call it a Vecna's dozen.
Sir, I wrote 12 here. I must have had a good reason for that.
Oh yeah?
I must have.
Well, that's all I need to hear.
So now all the characters gotta figure out how to save Holly and Max and Hopper and Eleven and the world and themselves.
Kind of a lot going on.
Oh yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on. So they're gonna spend a lot of time figuring stuff out and then explaining it to each other with various things they have lying around.
What do you mean explaining stuff with stuff that's lying around?
Okay, look, let me explain how this works. Let's just say this is me.
Is that a figurine of yourself?
And just imagine this is you.
Oh my god, is that a turd? Why am I a turd?
So I would take a thing and then use that to explain something else to you.
Where did you get that? Never mind, I know where you got it. Well, oh my god.
And then you would understand because of the visual aid.
I get it, put it away.
You understand now?
Yes, obviously.
See, it's a great method for explaining things, so they're gonna do that nonstop.
My goodness.
You know, we're technically respecting show don't tell if we show while we tell.
Please, move on. What's going on with the characters?
Okay, well, it turns out because of Will's connection to Vecna, he can raise his hand dramatically too and then bleed from the nose a little bit.
Oh! Wow.
Wow. And Max, she finds Holly in the Upside Down and brings her to this cave where Vecna can't go.
Why can't Vecna go in the cave?
Because it's a memory he's scared of.
Which is?
It's a memory of when he found a rock that gave him superpowers and made him into who he loves to be.
Doesn't he freaking love his powers?
Adores them. He thinks it's the best. He wants more.
So?
And eventually Max and Holly get to that place where they can run into portals and wake up.
Oh, so they gotta...
Talk.
Sprint. What did you say?
It's time to chat about their feelings for an extended period of time.
Oh, it is.
Oh, and the other character. They figure out that the Upside Down is actually like a bridge to another world that Vecna wants to bring onto our world together.
Why?
Because.
That works.
And there's this matter that makes weird stuff happen, too.
What's the matter?
I'm just not really into it anymore, I think. I really didn't think we'd make 5 seasons of this.
No, I mean, what's this matter that does weird stuff?
Oh, it's called exotic matter, and it leads to walls melting and not much else.
Oh, interesting. Walls aren't supposed to melt.
Yeah, pretty exotic. So Nancy and Jonathan are actually gonna break up in a room that has a bunch of white goop dripping from the walls.
Been there.
What? So what's their big plan to stop Vecna from touching a dozen kids?
Well, they're gonna kill a bunch of military folks and then go into the Upside Down and climb a radio tower to reach this other world.
Okay.
And there's gonna be a moment where Steve falls and then we cut to black.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's gonna be this moment like, oh my god, is Steve dead? They cut to black. That's a death color. But then we cut back and he's all right.
I feel like he could do that if we're cutting away to commercial, but just doing that in the middle of an episode?
Well, how else am I supposed to make it seem like someone super important died?
You could actually kill someone important. Like, we're done with this.
You sound insane. I would never.
All right.
So now they gotta go kill Vecna.
Vecna, but the freaking Mind Flayer starts attacking them.
So what do they do?
Well, Nancy says she'll distract it with a gun so the others could climb up a cliff and attack it from there.
How could they possibly get up there fast enough for that to work?
By doing it.
Running up that hill is tight.
So obviously that works, because why would it not? So now they gotta kill Vecna.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just go ahead and do it and it works. I mean, they got Eleven and they got Will, who has powers. And he's extra powerful now because he told everyone he doesn't like girls.
What?
Yeah, he had to tell all his friends about his sexual orientation, or else Vecna would have used that against him.
What, like he would have called him a slur?
Maybe. So they managed to impale Vecna and chop his head off.
Oh, goodness. Does that kill Will?
Oh, that kill Will?
Well, wasn't it? You said, weren't they, like, super connected?
Oh, yeah! Wow. No, you know what? He's just fine. Don't worry about Will. He's okay.
Well, great. And so does that kill all the Demogorgons, too?
Oh, there aren't any Demogorgons.
Really? Feels insane to not have Demogorgons there.
You know what? I was afraid of demo fatigue, so I figured, let's just... Those are done. We don't have any of those anymore.
Fair enough.
So then maybe Eleven's dead, but maybe not, and everyone lives happily ever after... regardless.
Wait, you said they killed a bunch of military people. How is that okay?
So then they all live happily ever after, I said.
Well, okay then.
Wow, I can't believe Stranger Things is over.
I know, right?
And neither will a lot of people after this episode, I imagine.
What was that?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.